I really like simple grounding, and I approach that not in any kind of prescribed way. I don't mean sort of meditating or anything like that, but simply stopping and looking around me. So it could be something that I like to do is look out of the window. So in the mornings, before I rush into my schedule, I will take literally a couple of minutes just to look out of the window into the garden, and I will scan over the trees, the flowers, the lawn, and as I scan, I start to hear things. I start to hear whether it's windy or not. I start to hear the birds sing, and that's just one example of what you can do. So it's a kind of doing, but it's also reducing it to something very immediate. And I think a lot of people get very intimidated by the idea of sitting and closing their eyes for 45 minutes, or even 5 minutes can seem a bit overwhelming if you've never done any kind of mindfulness or meditation before. But just being able to stop and observe your surroundings, whether you're on the bus, put your phone in the bag and look at your fellow passengers, or look out of the window and notice the world that's going past you. Or if you're walking the kids to school, instead of thinking ahead to what comes after, maybe just consciously feel your feet on the floor and your hand, if you're pushing a push chair, your hand on the push chair. Just really bring it back to the present moment, and it doesn't need to be anything more complicating than looking to see what's around you. It's astonishing that now I walk around in the city and I see people mostly on their phones, even as they walk, and just spending a minute looking up and looking around you, it's amazing what you'll see and what might delight you. So it's not it's not as intimidating as being entirely still, but it's still being very present. So that's something that I would suggest people do. So just stop and look and see what's around you, even in the room that you're in. What can you hear? Can you hear the tick of the clock? Can you
Ignore the toys. Ignore the
ignore, yeah,
mess that the kids
ignore
made.
the messages,
Don't look at that. Look beyond that.
or go to another room and just sit and observe. And it doesn't need to be for long. It can be as little as a minute, but sometimes that minute can be just enough for you to notice that your breath is really shallow, or that your stomach is tense, or whatever it might be. But you never know, maybe you'll start enjoying those moments and you can extend them. But it doesn't, to be honest, it doesn't really matter, I don't think, as long as you can retain the capacity to just stop and notice where you are. Because if you don't notice where you are, you probably won't notice that you're content. You probably won't notice that things are actually feel quite good right now. And that's just as important as noticing when you feel you're in a crisis or when you feel unhappy. Just be able to stop for a short amount of time and look around you. And then when the anxiety about doing kicks in again, then you can go again. That's okay. But you'll have started practicing just stopping for micro moments.
Mm.
And that's helpful.